Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fourth and final parak of Maseches Tainus, Parak Dalid Mishnah Aleph. So there is a halacha that we say Birchas Kohanim, every morning during Shachris and Shabbos and Yom Tov during Musaf. However, not during Mincha, because we're afraid that people maybe drank something, and if people had an alcoholic beverage, they're not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. So the Mishnah is going to say which days of the year Kohanim can say Birchas Kohanim, even at Mincha time. So B'Shalosh Brachim B'Shalosh, there are three times of the year where the Kohanim are going to do Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim literally means lift up their hands, but it means to say the Birchas Kohanim not only by Shacharis, where you do it every single day, meaning nowadays the minhag is only to do it in Eretz Yisrael every single day, but really the halacha should have been that it's done everywhere every single day. For whatever reason, the Rama says we're not besimcha enough, whatever reason we have, we don't do it every single day in Chutz La'aretz nowadays. I mean, Sfardim do, but Ashkenazim don't do it every single day in Chutz La'aretz nowadays. It's a difficult minhag to explain why that is the case. But the assumption over here is that we do it every single day, but not at Mincha and not at Ni'ilah. So there are three times a year where we'll do it even at Mincha and Ni'ilah. Arba apam beyom, b'shachris b'musav mincha v'ni'ilah sha'arim, at shachris musav mincha and Ni'ilah, b'tainyos, u'b'mamados, u'b'yom ha'kipurim. And that is on the Tainus Tzibur. Obviously no one's drunk because everyone's fasting. The ma'amados, people who would, the Yisraelim and Levim, who would represent that mishmar of Kohanim, and they'd represent Klal Yisrael during that week to provide, the tefillos. So the members of the Ma'amados said Ni'ilah each day of their Maimed, and they fasted also Monday through Thursday. So since they were fasting, they could do Birchas Kohanim. And obviously Yom Kippur, which is also a fast day. Now, Eloi Ma'amados, these are the reason for the Ma'amados. Lefi Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yamarta Aleihem Es Korbani Lachmi, that we have to command the B'nei Yisrael about the Korban Tamid. So the Pasuk tells all of Klal Yisrael that they have to bring Korban Tamid. So the owners of the Korban Tamid are all of Klal Yisrael. The halach is that the Bailim needs to be Omir al Gabav. They need to be overseeing the Hakrava of their Korban. But you can't have all of Klal Yisrael every day, twice a day, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash overseeing the Korban. So v'heich Korban Shalom Karav v'hu ein Omir al Gabav. So how can you have a Korban that's brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael and all of Klal Yisrael is not there? So Eskinun v'yim HaRishon. So the Nevi'im Rishon were misaking 24 Mishmaros of Kuhuna, and I'll call Mishmar Hayimayim B'Yishlayim Shal Kohanim Levi'im Shal Yisraelim. And each of those Mishmaros had a corresponding Maimon of Kohanim Levi'im and Yisraelim, some members of the Mishmar of Kohanim and Levi'im and Yisraelim as well, and they'd represent Klal Yisrael for those Korbanos Tzibur. So now we know the basis for the Ma'amados. What did they do? Higiyaz Mana Mishmar Lalos Kohanim Leviim Olim LYerushalayim. When the time came for the Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, the Kohanim and the Leviim of that Mishmar would actually go to Yerushalayim and do what they were supposed to do. They were and they were joined by the Maimid of Yisraelim. However, only the members of the Maimid who lived near Yerushalayim would actually go to the Beis Hamikdash. The Yisrael Shaba also Mishmar Miskansin LaRehen. The other Yisraelim of that Mishmar who lived further away and couldn't make it all the way to Yerushalayim would gather together in their cities. The Koran by Maisa Bereshis, and they would read from Maisa Bereshis in the Torah, because it was in the Zechus of the Korbanos that the world exists. So they would read from Maisa Bereshis. That was the most appropriate reading for that time. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that even though typically we don't do Birchas Kohanim at Mincha time, because people might have already had something to drink, but on days that people are fasting, such as Tainus Tzibur and the Ma'amados and Yom HaKippurim, then we do Nesias Kapayim by Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ilah. In Mishnah Beis we said that the reason for the establishment of the Ma'amados is that every Korban needs the Bailim to be Omer al Gabehem. The Bailim of a Korban Tamid is Gant Klal Yisrael. So the only way to have Omer al Gabehem, to have a whole Klal Yisrael Omer al Gabehem, is to have a representative group of Klal Yisrael be Omer al Gabehem. But even that was only for the Yisraelim who live near Yerushalayim. Those who live further away would get together in their Batei Knesios, in their cities, and they would read from Maisa Bereshis. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel.